You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Well, this next interview is brought to you by Billy Graham's Soul Chat, a place where conversations can begin, where community can be built. Just go to soulchat.ca today. That's soulchat.ca. Ricky McKinney is the drummer for the Grammy Award-winning soul gospel group, the Blind Boys of Alabama. These guys have been on The Tonight Show with Leno, Late Night with David Letterman. Their founding member, Clarence Fountain, has also been a previous guest on our show, and so has this man, the one and only Mr. Ricky McKinney. Ricky, so good to chat with you again, man.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be back on the Drew Marshall Show one more time.
Where have you been? You've been down under, I hear.
Right, just got back from New Zealand and Australia, and not too long ago we were in Canada, you know.
Yeah, you didn't get out to our neck of the woods. You were out west, I think, weren't you? Or did you go out to Newfoundland?
Yeah, we were out west a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're on our way back that way in a few weeks, and we're looking forward to it always.
Always. Well, you're on the show today along with, you know who's a big, big fan of yours? Our previous guest, actor Tom Sullivan. He is such a huge fan of yours.
Well, you know, I've been talking about Tom Sullivan for a long time, and it's just a pleasure to be able to be on the radio along with him and you and everybody, you know.
Listen, what's going on with the boys? Tell me about who's in and who's out these days.
Well, everything's going on with us. We're on our way to do the Dove Awards. We'll be singing on the Dove Award this week, and we're getting ready to go to New Orleans to sing at Tipitina. So that's sort of what's going on.
Good for you. Now, I told you, or at least somebody told you, I think you and I chatted briefly the other day, I went blind for an entire week. I put a pair of contact lenses in my eyes on Palm Sunday morning, and I took them out Easter Sunday morning. And I got to tell you, that was one of the most mind-blowing weeks I've ever had, Ricky. Unbelievable experience.
Well, you know, like I always say, but see, one thing about you, though, you're not blind. You just couldn't see.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But you know what? That's an experience that, you know, until you try it, you just don't know what it's all about, you know. And I think it's a good thing that you did that. I guess it gave you a different outlook on life.
I mean, I've met the whole gang a bunch of times, and what I've noticed is when I put in the contact lenses, my posture changed, Ricky. My shoulders went over, my head went down, and I sort of cowered. But none of you guys all have great postures.
Well, you know, that's because a lot of people that have been born blind, a lot of times your body, it gets into a natural state of being, you know, and it gets comfortable, and whatever's comfortable for the body has a tendency to do that.
Have you ever heard of a guy, a guitar player, one of the most amazing guitar players in my estimation anyway, his name's Jeff Healy. Have you heard of Jeff Healy?
Yes, I have. I had opportunity to hear his music and hear a documentary about him once when I was in Canada, but he was a great musician, and I had a lot of respect for him. I'm sorry I didn't get an opportunity to meet him before his passing away, but I had a lot of respect for him because he did a lot in music as far as being a musician as well as a singer.
Well, I spoke with Jeff's widow, Christy Healy, and, you know, we were talking about various aspects of what it's like to be blind, and I want to ask you as a musician, and especially as a drummer, do you think, and this may be an unanswerable question, Ricky, do you think that the blind stuff has made you a better musician?
Well, you know, I don't think it has made me a better musician. I think that it has made me a more conscious musician as to what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're able to see the drum set, you don't have to necessarily hear it. But if I'm playing drums, I have to be able to hear the drums. A lot of times a sound person, he'll have the drums down, and that kind of hinders me somewhat, as well as doing what I, you know, to my best ability. But I think that it's pretty much all the same.
I asked you on the phone the other day how Clarence was. Can you let our listeners know?
Yeah, Clarence is doing good. He's in Louisiana. You know, he's on dialysis, but he's doing good. And he is still, you know, being Clarence and doing what he do, still singing.
He's still being Clarence.
Right.
You're a politician, you are. When it comes to those in your life who you love and care about, my assistant asked me this question, and I wanted to ask you. Do you think that people who are visually impaired, people who are blind, have a deeper sense of love than other people? In other words, do you love those in your life deeper than maybe sighted people because you're in tune with more senses?
Well, you know, Drew, you know me. You know I'm a strange, sightless person, so I can't say that I love people any more than now that I did back then when I could see, but the whole difference is that people have a tendency to depend on others a little more, and it's all about how independent the person is, and sometimes we take our dependency into being love, and we get it mixed up.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that, because that was my experience as well. You know, I had to be dependent. And you know what? I probably worded the question wrong. What I needed to ask you, Ricky, was, are you closer to the people you're close with, maybe more than other people who are sighted, because of that dependency?
No, I'm not. I'm like this. If a person can't accept me as the same way they did when I could see, I'm no closer now than I was then, because it's all about what you can do, not so much about what you can't do. And so personally, I'm no closer to the people now than I ever have been. But I've seen people that it's just like infatuation. You can get infatuated over people because of what they look like or the way they treat you. But when you, I think the dependency part really plays a big part into a lot of people's lives that can't see or have any type of disability. The part that I need you, you need people, but they don't necessarily, the ones that you are around don't necessarily have to be the ones that you need.
Wow, you're pretty deep, man. You have a doctor of philosophy. Is that what's going on in your head?
Well, you know, I have an honorary doctor in you know, so I kind of know a lot of things about life. I've learned a lot of things about life, and I've studied people, and I try to, you know, put myself in the same place as others from time to time.
Ricky, who's your hero? Have you had any heroes over the years?
Well, you know, my mother has always been sort of my hero, because she's always been looking after people. You know, she was a foster mother and still is, and she took care of three boys and a girl all by herself, and it's been like that.
I got to ask you spiritually, because, you know, you're the Blind Boys of Alabama. There's a gospel scene there. Even when I left a message on your voicemail there was a, you know, bless you kind of thing happening. And, you know, you got a deep spiritual vibe about you. And I wanted to know that if maybe I'm missing something in the spiritual realm because of my vision, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons I did this Week of Blindness, because my eyesight, Ricky, has always gotten in the way of my spiritual growth, whether it be through having a hard time trusting an invisible God, or just with things like lust, or judging other people based on how they're looked and you know, on how they look. So as a blind man, is there any difference, do you think, to your spirituality because of the blindness?
Well, you know, God has been so good to me all my life. All my life, God has dealt time and time and time again in my life. So it hasn't been because of my blindness. It's because of my faith, because I've always been a dreamer, and nothing's come but a dream. But if you can dream the dream and do the work, keep the faith, everything usually works out fine for you. And I think it's all about my faith that what has brought me this far. It's not necessarily about me being blind. Blind is just another level that God has allowed me to go through. Like I said, every man has his own cross to bear. But I feel that it's not about me being blind that the reason why I'm here today. It's about that I trust God, and I believe that what's for me is for me, and I believe that everybody has something out there that's for them. They just have to be able to understand that God doesn't put more on you than you can bear. And no matter what the situation may be, we have a lot of different things, but when I found out about being blind, what just like we live in a world, we live in a sighted world, but we are opinionated because of what other people want you to think. Even though you're blind, people manipulate your mind. So you have to have your own sense of responsibility and sense of being to make it happen. So, no, I don't think me being blind has caused me to be any more spiritual than I always have been. I think it just has allowed me to lean on God a little more.
Very well said. Boy, you are really clear and concise with what you say, man. All right, your success as a group, I mean, you guys have just hit the roof. How many times have you been in the Grammys now?
Well, the Blind Boys have won 5 Grammys in a row, and we have also been received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammy Association this year.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And, as you said, performing at the Dove Awards. Is that next week or the week after, down at the GMAs?
It's going to be on the 23rd, actually.
Yeah, so coming up real soon.
Right, real soon.
Well, I was going to say I wish you the best, but you guys, you already are the best. You're living the best. It's happening. I mean, the dream has become the reality. The Grammy Awards, I mean, it's just success after success after success. And how many days in a year are you guys on the road?
We're on the road about maybe 200 days out of the year. But you know what, Drew? This is what it's about. God said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. And that's what he's doing with the Blind Boys. We are an example that... even though you're going through something, a disability doesn't have to be a handicap. And a handicap is nothing but a limitation. And we all have limitations.
I remember going to the James Brown concert, and I remember Mr. Brown saying something like, you know, you may have come in here with troubles on your shoulders, but I want you to go out free. You know, we're going to do some church. And that happens every time I've seen you guys live in concert. I've seen people absolutely hammered drunk. I've seen people absolutely dead sober. I've seen people of all sorts, all colors, walk into your concerts with all sorts of baggage, and people are walking out with a totally different outlook in life. It is amazing the impact you guys have.
Well, you know, it's not all about us, Drew. We're just vessels that God is using in order to make it happen. But one thing about it, I'm glad that I'm able to say something to somebody that makes a difference. And like you say, I've had people to come to me and tell me that... one guy told me he was in the operating room, and they told him he had a 70-30 chance of making it through the operation. He said, I tell you what I want you to do for me. If you just play the Blind Boys music while you're operating, everything's going to be okay. And he turned out all right. And little girl, I was up in Canada a few weeks ago, and a six-year-old girl had written a letter in Braille and sent it back to the dressing room. It was totally in Braille. It said, I love the Blind Boys. And my favorite song is the water song. I can't think of it right now. But anyway, it was really great. Wade in the Water, that's what it was.
Wade in the Water, yeah.
Yeah, it was just good. It's just good that people can see the good in what you're doing, Drew. That's what it's all about.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Last time I saw you was down at GMA's last year, and we were up in the hotel. And just happened to run India. You just seem to be everywhere all at once. You're a hard-working man. I think now that Mr. Brown is gone, you are the new hardest-working man in show business.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm here. I'm here to be used. So if somebody want to use me, give me a call. That's what it's all about. I mean, you know. But, you know, it's always a pleasure to see you. We met some years ago, and every time I see you, you always got a smile on your face, and that makes a difference. And I'm always glad to be on your program anytime. To say something that might do somebody some good. And I just want people to know that no matter what your situation is, there's no situation too hard for God.
Beautiful. RickyMckinney.com is a website you want to go to. Ricky McKinney, 2 N's in McKinney. And BlindBoys.com is the other site. Ricky, always appreciate your heart, man.
All right, man. And if you see Tom, tell him that he got a fan that wants to hear from him.
All right, I'll hook you guys up because he was very interested in chatting with you. He's just a big fan of yours.
All right, man, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk one more time. And remember this, Drew, I'm not blind. I just can't see. And that means I might have lost my sight, but I never lost my direction.
Beautiful, man. I love it, Ricky. Thanks, buddy. Good to chat.
All right, now, take care.
Bye-bye. He's got those one-liners zinging all the time. Ricky McKinney from the Blind Boys of Alabama. All right, a short break on the show. It's our last hour. Running out of racetrack. We're going to have some fun. You want to stay tuned for this next segment. It could be dangerous. It could be fun. It could be totally embarrassing. Whatever it is, you're going to want to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Over 100 countries listening, and the UN doesn't even know we exist. But you do. Call now, 905-338-1250.